Hello, how are we doing? Hope we're well and good. I am blessed and I am well. I just wanted to say something to you very briefly. I'm not taking your time. I was in Kenya last week, I believe, and the Lord spoke to me about something that I feel I should share with you. I did a quick live and I feel that I should share with you here. And it's process and purpose. Right, and the Lord was sharing with me how important it is to know that every process has a purpose, right? And if you don't know the purpose of your process, you'll waste the process, you'll waste your time, you waste resources, energy, and everything because you don't know the purpose of the process. And He gave me the example from scripture in Esther 2, but I'll encourage you to read the whole book of Esther. Esther 2 talked about how Esther was prepared for the king. I mean, Esther went through a whole year of Amman bath and pedicure, manicure, whatever you want to call it. She went through facials, everything, different ointments and fragrances was used on that one over here. They were literally treating her like a queen, making her fit and ready for the king. But guess what? That's what it looks like in the physical. Yes, she was being prepared for a physical king in court, but actually she was being prepared for the cause of the King of Kings. Now it looked like Esther was going through a what you call carnal process. Yes, in the physical it looks carnal, but in the spiritual, that was the process needed for Esther to stand before the king and declare the counsel of God to the king, which in turn delivered the people of God. All right, so Esther went through this procedure. Like, I'm looking so beautiful. She was looking so beautiful. I love this rose petal. I hope that's what it's called. It's beautiful, right? Esther was being prepared, taken care of, pampered, washed. Just the same way we have to be prepared for the king, for the return of the king, the King of Kings, the real king, Prepare for him, wash ourselves, rid ourselves of our sins, purify our hearts, give ourselves to him. According to Romans, I believe 12, give ourselves to him, we being the sacrifice he requires. So Esther was being prepared. It looked like for his physical king, but there was an agenda and the purpose of the King of Kings involved. So every process has a purpose. And once there is a disconnect between the process and the purpose, the process becomes a waste of everything, waste of time, waste of resources, waste of energy. And before you know it, waste of a whole, maybe your process can be a year, 2 years, a whole waste if you don't know the purpose. And you might need to start the process again because God is a God of process. And so Esther went through this procedure of taking care of bathing and everything just so that she can stand before the king and she can say to the king, "Thus saith the Lord." And so after 1 year, Esther had to. She probably almost started forgetting that. That's why she was prepared. She thought, "Oh, it's a good," some of us we say, it's good enough. I take care and they take care of me and then I marry the king. I mean, I've arrived. That's it. I'm a big girl now. I'm a queen. No, God had a purpose. And the purpose was that Esther would be rightly positioned so that when the savior in her is needed, it will come forth. Oh, there is a savior in every one of us because we are serving the King of Kings. There's a savior in us. And we carry the savior, anyways, Jesus Christ. So Esther was being positioned so that the Savior in her, when the time is right, will be awakened. And that happened. So let me tell you the juicy part. After all the taking care of, pampering, guess what Esther had to do? Esther had to fast and pray so that she will go to the king. Remember, scripture says God has the heart of kings in his hand and he turns it wherever he wants. So Esther went to God, the King of Kings, in fasting, in prayer. And Esther got what she needed from God, that when she spoke to the king listened. She found favor with the king. Now, that was Esther's process. Good looking process. Now, there is a Joseph in Genesis 41 who, his process was not nice. You know the story. He was sold. He was, you know, he was his master's wife, got him in trouble. He was in prison and everything. And then he got to be prime minister. His own process was not nice. So there was also Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Their process meant they had to be the king's slave. They were taken captive, and it was their process. But yet the will of God was done. The purpose of God was done. God was glorified. They saw what they had never seen before, a fourth man in the fire, right? They saw what they had never seen before, lion becoming a pet, right? God delivered, you know, Daniel. So that's another person's process. Daniel had his own process in the book of Daniel. You know, Joseph in the book of Genesis 41, Esther in the book of Esther chapter 2. Read this. So once there is a disconnect between your process and your purpose, you have wasted your time. You have wasted your life. So I will say to you, ensure that wherever God has placed you, whatever process you're going through now, ensure that you know the purpose. God has a purpose in mind, and you can't know the purpose except you consult God. Right? But never forget that every process has a purpose, not the physical purpose, but the eternal purpose. There is an eternal purpose. And so don't judge by the physical. There is an eternal purpose for the process you are going through. And you need to let God help you see the eternal purpose for the process. It's always greater than what you can ever think of or imagine. So let your purpose or let your process meet its purpose. Let there not be breaking transmission. Let there not be breaking transmission. That difficult time you are going through, or that good time you are going through now, has a purpose. If you will consult God. Some of us, the good time take us away from the purpose. So imagine Esther prepared, and then she got to the palace and she forgets God, and she's not interested. And she's not interested. You can hear the honking. And she's not interested in, you know, the purpose of God anymore. She's like, I don't want trouble, Lord. Let me just sit down in the king's house. I'm a queen. I don't need to be doing... Why should I go and ask the king for this? I don't need it. But guess what? Esther. Mordecai, by the way, reminded Esther that you were put here for such a time as this. And Esther did the purpose of the Lord. Just imagine if Esther didn't yield to God. The whole beauty process, procedure, Amman process, 1 year would have been a total waste. So my brothers, my sisters, wherever you find yourself, you might be in a good position now. You might be in a position of enjoyment now. You might be going through the prison position. You might be going through the procedure where people are conniving against you. Whatever process, I mean, you're going through, know that there is a purpose. So rather than see just the process and complain and not know what to do, see God and let God tell you why he's taking you through this process. And sometimes trust God, because you know that he has your best plan or your best, you know, yes, he has the best plan for you. So trust him through your process so that you can meet his purpose. Process has purpose. Every process has purpose. So where are you now in your process? There is a purpose. Seek the Lord, seek clarity, and you'll get the purpose for that process. And I just want to pray for you, that I pray that the Lord will give you clarity. I pray that there will be light according to Genesis 1, verse 3. I pray that there will be light over you and you will see the purpose for which you're going through this process right now. The process might not look good. It might not be too good. For some, it's good, but you will see. I pray that your eyes will be open, your spiritual eyes will be open, and you will see the purpose for the process you are going through. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, and I will see you soon. Please don't forget, July 13th, we have Secret Place, an instruction for the Lord, from the Lord, on the 13th of July, 2024, next month, and is at Strong Towers. You need to register, so follow me on the Instagram and all of those places so that you can see when the post is put up and you can register. All right, and if you also want to give into that, you can also do so, because these things we do for the kingdom, and we do by the grace of God and through faith and through some kind people or some people who have chosen to be a blessing and have chosen to give and be a blessing. So thank you, and God bless you. Remember, your process has a purpose, eternal purpose. Seek God for it. I love you. Bye.